Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You remember our good friend Aiden Fisher. Aiden, kind of, we all got to know each other because that video went ridiculously viral of he and Steel Panther. And he had held up a sign when he was 10 years old, years ago, at the Midland Theater, said, "I challenge Satchel to a guitar duel." And they pulled him up on stage.
Put him in a chair, and it went nuts.
Yeah, he's 10. This is him. The band was just stunned at how good he was. So he just kept going. Of course, we invited him back for a rock fest to play the national anthem for us. And he came back, I guess, maybe a year later, 2 years later. I think he may have been 12 when he did it. But remember, this is in front of 50,000 people. He was 3,000 at the Steel Panther show. He walked out in front of 50,000 and did this. Outstanding. And over the years, he's played in different bands. He's 21 now?
He's 20. Yeah.
20 now. And so we've stayed in touch over the years. He's different bands he's tried for, and he's done some of the stuff. Pictured him on stage with Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. And he's a great player. But so this popped up the other day, and I watch it. Sassy Von Fancy Pants watches
it. My wife watches it. My family watches
Stranger
it.
Stranger Things. So I don't know. Have you watched much Stranger Things?
I haven't. So full disclosure.
You have to really... It's best to go back to the first
of course.
Season, but you could probably start a new season at the very beginning and you'd be able to catch up to it and kind of understand what the upside down is and the monster and what it all is and the Russians involvement. It is a love hate. Either love that show or you go, F this.
Well, I know I'm going to watch it alone because Mike
would
started.
Love it. It's got enough small town 80s.
My husband, not going to be watching it with
me. He tried.
He tried for 15 minutes. Who are these dumbass kids yelling at each other? It was episode one. Episode one, about 15 to 20 minutes in. I go, who told you to watch this? You're the worst person to watch this.
Are you kidding me? I got a video the other day of my girlfriend making a Jell-O cake for your recipe while wearing the Stranger Things thinking cap ball hat.
She got with me ahead of vacation, and she's like, hey, psst.
It's very good, awesome. By the way.
So happy for her.
The Stranger Things, there was a big scene that just happened in the episode. It's the metal scene where the actor who plays, I can never remember the kid's
character's
name.
Eddie Munson.
Eddie Munson.
Yeah.
Eddie Munson is trying to get the bats to come, and so they take the heat off somebody else in the Upside Down.
Like Pied Piper style.
So he goes, and he all of a sudden rips into Master of Puppets, you know, the most metal scene ever. And all of a sudden it starts to pop up, I see, from Aiden, that they needed somebody, because the Eddie Munson actor guy can't really play guitar.
Right.
You know, and you can only fake it so much, and there's a solo in there, and there's some intricate finger, you know, work that... Yeah, wouldn't look real.
If you film it too much where it doesn't look real, people are like, okay.
Right.
Actor holding a guitar with no strings.
It takes you out of the moment.
Yeah.
So they had Aiden Fisher, and how he got hooked up, because they shoot in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And this was shot, I guess, like a year ago or more.
And then you have to stay quiet.
Yeah. And there's pictures of he and the guy who plays Eddie Munson. And you know, standing next to each other, same wig, same Hellfire Club shirt, same denim jacket. Do you know that the jacket he's wearing was from Dio?
No.
From the Dio collection. Wendy Dio, the Eddie Munson character that she...
Did they just buy from the auction?
She gave it to him.
Oh, even better.
Just for costume?
Yeah, for costuming. Oh. It was from the Ronnie James Dio collection.
Everything about this story. This lasts forever.
Yeah.
What he's done, this lasts forever.
Yeah, he's really... And look, Aiden's going to go on to do some really great
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
But you're right. From the Steel Panther to the Guns N' Roses to he's done Major League... was it football?
He's done a couple of football teams and a lot of baseball teams.
Too. Yeah.
You're on Stranger Things forever.
Yeah. And this is... in fact, I think this is the clip of him doing it. So the solo is him. So all the close-up shots are him, abating. It's pretty goddamn amazing, man, the whole thing. Aiden, how are you?
I'm good, Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Has she been sitting on that for like a year and a half?
Yeah, that happened in March 7th or March 4th last year, I think, something like that.
Yeah, congratulations. By the way, we haven't spoken so well. Your dad's good, you're good, everybody's good?
Yeah, doing good.
All right, good. By the way, how'd you end up in Atlanta?
Well, basically my dad was dating this girl in Atlanta and he decided to move down there. And this is like right after I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, not a whole lot was going on. So I kind of decided, screw it. I'll just move down there with you and pursue some music opportunities and different stuff. So
listen, a lot of great artists from Seven Dust to Butch Walker, you know, to Blackberry Smoke to Jackal came out of Atlanta. And that's just the beginning of all that. So listen, Atlanta has spurred a bunch of careers. Yeah. Omaha. Or Atlanta, you made the wise choice.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're down there, and I know that's where they shoot Stranger Things, and the same where they shot Walking Dead, and they shoot a bunch of stuff there. So how do you end up in this situation for this Eddie Munson character? They need a double, so they put a call out for guitar players?
Yeah, so recently I've been doing like a lot of background work and film and stuff like that. So it kind of all started on Facebook. So one of the casting companies, I think it's Casting TaylorMade, made a Facebook post on one of the background pages, and they said, we need a guitar player who can shred. Please apply. So I applied, and I sent him a quick 30-second video of me playing Steel Panther, actually.
Nice.
And they got back to me and said, can you send us a video of playing Master of Puppets? So I learned how to play Master of Puppets, and I broke up the song in each section and sent each section individually and stuff like that. And they got back to me pretty quick and said, we'd like to book you for Stranger Things. And I was like, holy shit. Crazy.
yeah, no, that is definitely holy ass, man. It's because that's, you know, even last year, that show, if you were in the know, you could it had huge momentum, over 1 billion hours watched now.
Absolutely, yeah. It's probably like the number one show in the world. I don't know if it is or not. I think it is.
But it's, I mean, what a and by the way, the scene is great. Like, obviously, I wish it was you completely at all the time because you're a friend, but it really is a great show. And how much fun was that while you're doing it? You're hanging out with the guys. And who all do you meet that day? Just the Eddie Munson character or is the rest of the cast there?
So I got to meet Eddie Munson, Joe Quinn. He's the guy who plays Eddie Munson. Yep. And then the Duper Brothers.
Yep.
And also Dustin was there too.
Excellent.
Gabe Monterey. Yeah.
That's nice. Do you stay in touch with anybody? Cool. Anybody become a friend or just a piece of work?
Yeah, actually, I stayed in touch with some people. I said the costume designer, mm-hmm. Amy Paris, and also I think your friend, Seth Elliott.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, no, Seth's a goddamn handful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he talked me out of a classic Misfit shirt. He was doing a shirt. So my buddy Seth does costumes and different stuff. He lives in Chicago. I think he still lives in Chicago. And so, he's a great human being. He was one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, he was super cool. He was like, he told me like he'd seen the Steel Panther video and he's friends with you. And I was like, okay, so this is awesome. I mean, this is awesome. Okay.
Remember, we're on the radio. You can't drop the F-bomb on me. I'll get in trouble.
Oh,
no worries.
Excuse me.
That's right. You but isn't it weird the way the world works? Like, you have this ability, this incredible natural ability to play guitar. But more than that, you have the ability to say yes and not be afraid. And so when you're 10 years old, you end up, you know, doing everything from Axl Rose. How did Axl Rose, by the way, in the very early days, invited you up to play during the last song? How does that even happen?
I mean, basically, I was in the front row with my dad and I was rocking out super hard. And I guess Axl just saw me in the crowd and decided to bring me up pretty much. And that's the last song. I think it was Paradise City.
That's crazy.
It was super cool.
And then, you know, you're 10 or 11 years old and the Steel Panther video, which of course went viral. But you were so naturally comfortable with the whole thing. And that, you know, then you started doing everything from the anthem in NFL, NHL, MLB, you name it, a sport, you have done it. And most people are genuinely too nervous, even if they're really good, they lack the confidence to stand up in front of that many people. I mean, you did, 40,000-50,000 people at Rockfest here to open the show before anybody else played, and the national anthem is one, and you know, if you screw it up, they're going to crucify you.
Yeah, definitely. It was nerve-wracking for sure.
How do you get over that nervous, though? Do you not get nervous, Aiden?
No, I definitely still do. It just, once you do it so many times, it just kind of becomes natural to you.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've done it a lot of times now.
What about TV, though, now, and movies? Like you know, it's definitely a different situation. You know, there's a lot of cameras and gaffers, and they're shooting the Netflix show Stranger Things. If you're just joining this show, our friend Aiden, who we've known since he was 10 years old, is in the new episode of Stranger Things with the Metallica scene, the Master of Puppets scene. So he is the stand-in for Eddie Munson. And, you know, when you're shooting that's a different world altogether.
Yeah, it was during COVID, too. And it was really, so it really wasn't like, it was kind of a quiet scene, like when we were filming it, you know. Everyone had the masks on and,
right,
you know, socially distanced. And it was, you know, it wasn't really hyped up as it is on the screen, as you know, as it was on the screen.
So a year goes by, a year and a half. I mean, because you can't hold the excitement forever. So by now it's just a distant memory to you. And all of a sudden, boom, everything explodes again.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect because I don't know, you know, it happened a year and a half ago and it was so long ago. And just, yeah, it's kind of weird just how it, now it's like all happening.
Yeah, no, it is strange the way stuff happens like that, man. And tell me this, like, so what do you want to do now? Are you going to act? Are you going to music? I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen it go the other way. The lead singer for Pretty Reckless was Cindy Lou Who. Now she's in a great, legitimate rock and roll band.
Yeah, I want to be a hired gun. That's what I want to be.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I've been playing every day and getting my gear down, getting everything down. Just want to be the best version of myself. And
yeah, have you been riding? As you know, it's all about riding. Listen, it's great to be a hired gun, and it's an awesome way to live. But the long term, the real money is that you got to get your songs on that record. It has to be. You have to write your songs. You got to like beat yourself to death writing.
Yeah, I definitely do write some stuff all the time, 100%. But yeah, I mean, for now, like I'd like to get out and start playing and go on tour and.
No, get some dirt on you. No, you definitely got to do that. You got to go out, get some dirt on you, do some touring, see what the world really is, really get your feel for it week after week, month after month, and you got to live the life in order to find the inspiration. I believe that wholeheartedly. But it's, you know, you're an amazing guitar player. And I think writing, everybody I've ever spoken to in the business is like, writing is the hardest thing in the world because it's so just personal. It's you can learn a skill and a talent, but to find something within yourself and force yourself, because let's face it, when you first start writing, it's not good. And so it's easy to give up. Like you just got to beat yourself to death on that as much as you can possibly do.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Listen, I just wanted to congratulate you, man. And let you know how happy we were for you. It was so great to see that and find out that, you had gotten that cool break, and it's such a big show. And I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you, man. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, good to talk to you. It's been a while. Yeah.
You know, you need something, man. Just reach out to us. Anything we can do. You need a connection or an introduction to somebody that we can do. You're in the right place right now, man. Just dig into the music scene down there.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, man. Listen, well, take care of yourself. Tell your dad I said hey.
All right. Sounds good.
Say that. Bye.
Dude. Most metal ever!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.